And it's time again for Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. I was a little bit not clear on what movie I should go see. There's a Jason Statham actioner playing, which looks frankly terrible, and just about, you know, so uninteresting. I kind of like Jason Statham's way, but anyway, this looked awful. So I said, okay, so what should I do? There is another movie, and it's a kid's film, but it's a kid's film that is like based on a classic. So I figured, well, that's better than just a regular kid's film. And this one is called The Magic Faraway Tree, and it's based on a book by Enid Blyton. And Enid Blyton is a British children's author who actually was partly loved and partly hated. People, not everybody, thought she was the best thing ever for kids. But part of the problem was she would occasionally be very intolerant of people who weren't like her. But in any event, that didn't show in this movie. But essentially, the plot is that a mom and dad, Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy, who have three kids. One is she's a bit of a preteen, bothersome kid, and a little girl who does not speak. Although I did not ever figure out why she didn't speak, but she didn't speak for the first bit of the movie, and a little boy who is very concerned about his Wi-Fi. So it's clearly set in kind of today's world, more or less. The kids, in fact, the acting is good. Claire Foy is always good. Andrew Garfield is always good. And there were a couple of cameos. The refrigerator was played by Judi Dench, just her voice, things like that. And Jennifer Saunders, who's also an excellent British actress, she was good too. But in the movie kind of belonged to the kids. Everybody in the family has moves because that didn't seem to be working, but the mom lost her job. So they said, oh, well, we best get out of, I think they were in somewhere like London, and go into the country. And the Andrew Garfield character is from the country. So they go back to near where he used to live and decide this is where we're going to plant our, we're going to have a farm. We're going to go from the city to raising tomatoes on this farm. And the whole place is kind of ramshackle and run down. And the kids are very unhappy about this because they have no access to electricity, much less Wi-Fi. But they all kind of settle in a bit. And it doesn't take real long for the youngest, the little girl, who, as I mentioned, kind of doesn't speak, to find kind of a special place, which reminded me very much of The Wizard of Oz. There are just some characters in it who are Wizard of Ozzy, and everything is kind of like, oh, well, we're going to be, it's going to be not a nasty kids film. It's going to be a really nice kids film. There's one nasty person in it, but she actually only really comes in towards the end. So it's kind of like, well, we're going to watch these kids explore this very special area that they've now moved to. And they're kind of getting used to it. And they go off, their little girl goes off first. She meets special characters who love her. And they explore a land where essentially you can get all kinds of goodies, like candy. So she's having a good time with this. And ultimately, she has to go home. And needless to say, her parents are a little bit frantic because they were busy getting their tomato operation underway and kind of lost track of the little girl. And the brother and sister really didn't know what was going on. But they all it all ends up nicely. The little girl comes back. She has started to speak, which is nice. And she, like the next day, she brings her brother and sister to, it's kind of like the magic faraway tree that they go to. And that magic faraway tree welcomes them. And again, they meet new people. The old people that they meet from like the previous day are very sweet. And it's kind of just one of these lovely movies. Yeah, there's some, some danger, and it's not all sweetness and light, but there's a lot of sweetness and light involved. And I think that smaller, like kids, unless they're very jaded, they say, oh, this is ridiculous. And it is ridiculous. It's a fantasy. But it's a movie that is also very lovely, and it has a nice message. Because along with just being happier, living in the country close to the faraway tree, they don't they have no real issues. Their tomato growing operation is doing well. They've built a greenhouse. They've got they've established a business. They're going to be selling tomatoes. And of course, there are locals besides those who live in the forest near the magic faraway tree. And the locals decide that, oh, okay, well, this is these people are good, and they seem to be doing good things for the neighborhood. They're growing tomatoes, and the tomatoes are wonderful, and they're enjoying themselves. Andrew Garfield seems to think that he is or should be Italian. And he becomes an expert tomato sauce maker. Anyway, so it's kind of a very gentle film. There's absolutely nothing scary about it. There's some cute special effects. And this idea that there is a place where you can go, and depending on what day you're there, you have different lands to explore. And the first land, as I mentioned, is like candy land. And then there are a few others that come with time, because all of the three kids go to visit there. They don't tell the parents about it, probably for good reason, but they go and they have fun. And there's one little scene where they look like, oh, this is not necessarily great, but we'll see. And off they go. I won't get into great detail about how it wraps up. But again, nothing scary. A kind of a good message about how to get along with people without being obnoxious about it. Anyway, it's a movie that I probably wouldn't have gone to see if there had been something playing that I thought I would find more in my age bracket. But this was okay, and I was not unhappy about seeing a kid's film and knowing that it was a kid's film and that it was a pretty good kid's film. It is getting quite good. Just a second, I'll tell you, the reviews are good. The tomato meter that I rely on a lot gives it 79%. And these are critics. Film critics, and then the popcorn meter, which are regular people, they give it 81%. So, it's not up there in the 90 plus as some movies are, but it's pretty good. And the critics' consensus is, let's see, they says charming and quietly uplifting, The Magic Faraway Tree delivers a playful mix of whimsical characters, gentle humor, and a timely message about unplugging, making it an engaging and enjoyable family adventure, which it is. So I would recommend, for if you have kids, and they don't even have to be little kids, they can be, just bordering like 13, 14 years old, and they'll identify with the kids in the movie. And it's possible that their parents may identify with the parents in the movie who have to unplug their whole lives to get back on track and making some money. And that works out ultimately quite well. So there's the spoiler there, is that, yeah, it has a happy ending. And it's an enjoyable movie. So if you're looking for something to do, it's at Maison de Cinema. I was there with just myself this time, and there were maybe six kids in the theater with me, and they seemed to be enjoying it. And I thought, good, I'm enjoying it too. So there you go. I think that's all I have to say for this week.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Melanie, and have a good week.
Yep. Thanks. You too.